Urban Hen TO pilot program is currently up in the air as City Council decides whether to continue the program in 2025 due to the current outbreak of avian flu.
Dr. Esser Attard, Chief Veterinarian and Director of Toronto Animal Service, says that with the chance of it spreading to current hen population is enough to concern the halt of the program.
Yeah, so currently it's a highly pathogenic avian influenza that is affecting many wild birds. It's been devastating to the wild bird population in Europe and North America and South America. And it is devastating to commercial operations. Many of them have also been hit in Ontario. It's affected 750,000 birds in Ontario alone.
Avian influenza, or bird flu, is categorized based on the severity of the disease that is caused in the birds. It is split into two categories, the low pathogenic avian influenza and the highly pathogenic avian influenza. Infected birds spread the disease by contaminating water and food sources with their saliva, secretions, or feces. The common symptoms of bird flu within birds is a loss or lack of appetite, lack of coordination including tremors, a decreased egg production for poultry or pet birds, other symptoms such as diarrhea, and potentially sudden death. The Ontario Ministry of Health say the most common signs of a human infected with avian influenza include fever, coughing, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, muscle and or body aches, headaches, fatigue or tiredness, conjunctivitis, otherwise known as red eyes, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing. It is very rare for humans to contract avian influenza, but it has happened before. If you believe that you have contracted avian influenza, it is important to tell your doctor within 10 days.
The cost of startup and maintenance for backyard hens is quite expensive and could have been more expensive if the program was expanded citywide. Currently, there are no fees that the participants of the program have had to pay. If the program were to continue, three fees would be introduced. There would be a $230 registration fee, a $129 renewal fee, and a $150 reinspection fee. In a report filed on April 12th of 2023, it says the cost of a coop was around $1,000 to $3,000. To get a better understanding of the ongoing costs and maintenance of hens in Toronto, we called hatcheries and stores that sell feed and bedding. This does not include the travel costs to a store that sells feed and bedding. There are currently no stores in Toronto that do such. To begin with, there are 81 households that participate in the program as of 2023. Of those households, there are 256 hens split between all 81 households. That means that there are about 3 hens per house. The average cost of a 4-month-old hen, the minimum age for a hen to be registered in the program, from a hatchery is $14. For 3 hens, it would be $42 before tax. For 3 hens, you would only need to purchase feed and bedding around once a month. Assuming you pay for the cheapest feed and bedding, it would cost $29.49 a month, or $353.88 a year. Under the assumption that this program were to continue and was pushed citywide, and we aimed for the cheapest start, it would cost one household $1,625.68 without tax to start up. In a 2022 survey for the participants of the program, households spent on average $1,377 on their chickens. After the program is ended, the owners of hens are allowed to keep them. Once the hens die, they will no longer be allowed to purchase any new hens.